Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of March, 2018, and this is the 760th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm in Knocklofty. I've just come to the beginning of the reserve, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. It's quite cool. It'll get sunny. This is what I think of as really very, very perfect weather. It's going to go up to about 21 today. There's not a cloud in sight at the moment, although it's going to be clouding over later. And the light is this autumnal light. Everything at a slant. And this is the clarity in Tasmania. When you get a clear day like this, the air is so clear. It completely refreshes you. It reminds me almost of being in Alpine Switzerland, although of course the air's not so thin down at this level. I'm nearly at sea level, so it's not really like that, but the clarity is very similar. I certainly feel a lot better this time today than I did this time yesterday when I was crawling back into bed. And today I felt drawn to Knocklofty. I haven't been up here for quite a while. I'm trying to think, it might even have been last Tuesday that I came up here. So I think I'm going to be a bit puffed, but it's all good. I'm glad I'm here. Even though we haven't had much rain, we've hardly had any rain, I can still smell the earth, so I think maybe the mornings there is a bit of moisture now beginning to gather. I just found a patch of grass, sort of grassy moss, which did have dew on it, so that's a real indicator of a bit of a change of season. So I put my hands on it and then washed that lovely dew on my face. It wasn't very clean, so I suspect I look like a Celtic warrior now, but that's just how it is. It feels lovely on my face. It's very quiet up here, apart from me. And a few birds. I'm on the summit and minus a jumper and plus a sun hat. It's really getting quite warm. The only people I've seen are three cyclists, and otherwise, I don't know why quite. It's very, very quiet up here. I'm just standing at the beginning of a little side track that's really lovely, and debating whether to go down it or down the main track. The man who gave me my snake bandage told me that on Saturday he'd come up here and he'd been cutting through the bush on his walk and then had got back onto the main path and seen this enormous snake, a tiger snake, about 6 foot long, he said, and he's not prone to exaggeration, and also really, really big, round, big-sized thing, about, I don't know, 7 or so centimetres thick. I'm sorry, that's a real mix of of metric and imperial measurements. So 2 metres would be the metric equivalent. I've got no idea what inches really do. So that was on the main track and not on the off track. But of course, it's easier to see them then. Ironically, he hadn't got his snake bandage with him, but he said it was fascinating. Really beautiful, beautiful snake, and he just watched it slithering away. So I have decided now I'm walking down the scenic track, and I am keeping an eye open, and I do have my bandage in my bag. Although I really very much hope it doesn't come to that. I think it's probably towards the end of the season for snakes, but yes, still. They don't want to attack you, but of course if you frighten them, they are likely to. So lovely. If you kind of do heavy footfalls, they can feel the vibrations and usually move away. I make it sound as if there are millions of snakes up here. Actually, I've only seen them a couple of times, and I've been up here many, many, many times and over a number of years. So my heavy footfall is a bit of stamping. Well, that bit was uneventful, perhaps not quite as relaxed as usual. Now I'm on the wide path, so I can see ahead really easily. The thing that happened with Andrew when he saw the snake on the other path was that he was looking at his new Apple Watch and checking his pulse. He didn't check it after he'd seen the snake, which would have been quite interesting. I was so busy looking out for snakes, I nearly didn't notice these two cancelled trucks. As I came round the corner, it's so rare to see anything on this. Well, it's only the council that's really allowed access. And I'm just wondering what they're doing. They're down somewhere in the area of Knocklofty that I go walking in when it's not snake time, and the bit that I discovered that has this really ancient trees and forest. It feels really untouched compared to the other side. It's not, probably not terribly ancient, but it is certainly much, much older than the rest of Knocklofty. And it makes me a bit anxious to know that there are trucks and people maybe doing things down there, doing things to it. I can't hear any chainsaws or anything like that, but yes, well, I'm not very good at change, but it also feels like a really special place, and it would be very, very sad if something were to happen to it. It's interesting because below this bit of forest there's a new development, and of course that may mean that they need to take extra fire precautions down on that side. But yeah, I'm just wondering who I can ask. But it's beautiful in there, really. So wild, it feels really timeless. I can see a couple of high-vis something. I think I can. Or is it just light on the trees? It may just be light. I think I just made that up. I heard some voices and then put the light on the leaves, attached that to the voices, but not true. Well, I'm back home and no adventures up there, just a very, very nice walk. I've come home and I've just hung out the washing. It's also a perfect washing day, clearly, although there's not much breeze. Still, there's absolutely no doubt that those sheets will dry. I'm going to have some breakfast now, and then I need to tackle my garden. It's green waste day today. We have a large bin for green waste, and I have it every month, and it's a bit typical of me that I've left it till the last day to fill it. But I've really noticed the places where I'm trying to get my bike round are quite difficult. So I think that's going to be my priority. That and cutting back the blackberries. So a bit of outdoor work, and what a day to be outside. It is actually a bit hot now, but maybe I can do some shady, also look at where the shady bits are that I can cut. I mean, I have about 50 bin loads that I could fill, probably more, so I don't have to stand in the sun. And really, it's also about how much I feel comfortable doing with my arm, so that I don't jinx my writing cave tonight. I can do the cutting with my left hand, but I find it very awkward, and actually it's quite a lot of strain on that shoulder because it's so awkward. But I'll do a bit of alternating and see how we go. But first, after my lovely long walk, some breakfast. and really looking forward to tomorrow, where I have a big treat, and I'm really looking forward to it. But also, I'm really looking forward to the moments of this day. I do hope that you have a lovely day ahead, or that you are having a lovely day, or that you have had a lovely day. Whatever, I do hope that you are able to find ways of moving through it that are creative and gentle with yourself and pleasurable, really pleasurable. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As always, I hope to get this podcast out to you rather earlier than I did yesterday or the day before, or even a day late the day before. I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.